Welcome to the Challenges in Vending Technology podcast. This is Elliot Maris, editor of Automatic Merchandiser magazine. This will be the ninth in a series of podcast interviews focusing on vending technology. Many vending technology products have been introduced to improve the benefits to vending customers and to also improve the efficiencies for vending operators. Oftentimes, operators question the claims that providers make. Today, we have Dominic Finelli, co-owner of Custom Vending Incorporated in Beltsville, Maryland, one of the leading independents in the Baltimore, Maryland market. Our final interview in this series with Dominic will address cashless vending. Dominic, explain why you don't believe that credit/debit card readers are economical at the present time.
It's very simple. Number one, cost. Number two, cost. Number three, cost. We've done a research. I mean, credit cards would be the ideal way for all of us to get more sales. But right now, the only places that really are viable for those are transient locations like airports and train stations, and universities and colleges. Any place else in a single location where you may have a snack and a soda or two snacks and two sodas on different floors, in order to put the card, the debit card or credit card readers on these machines, the cost would be just be horrendous. In that, in our studies, and what we did was that you have to increase unit sales at these locations by 30%, and I don't know how you can do that if it's not a transient audience. If you have the same people there that are spending cash, what they'll do is use their credit card. So you're just changing from the credit card use to the cash use. Will you get a little bit more? Perhaps, but you're not going to increase the unit sales by 30%. And then the credit cards, whatever sales are by credit card, if you increase those sales, in other words, if the person switches from using cash to using a credit card, you're now paying another additional 5% on those sales. It just doesn't make economic sense for the locations, the individual locations. I would love to use them everywhere, but the cost is very prohibitive at this point.
And you're basing this on your own personal experience with the card readers, correct?
We did a study before. We were ready we were going to go out and put them on machines. We had some locations that we were going to put them on, and we sat down and did all the cost analysis and says the break-even point was increase in 30% of unit sales at that location. That's a lot, especially in this economy.
And how long ago did you do these calculations, Dominic?
About 3 years ago.
Because some might say that in 3 years there's been a reduction in the cost of the hardware.
And also a reduction in unit sales in the vending industry.
Okay, that's a good point. Okay, well, we will see if any of the providers wish to respond to this. And that concludes the ninth Vending Technology Podcast. Dominic, I want to thank you for your time.
You're welcome, Elliot. It was a pleasure.
Okay.